thought that somebody would come over to me after Shabbos to correct me on my mistake. Not mistake, but what we said we don't know. If you remember, there was in the beginning of the Perek, Sir Rashi brought that, the end of the last Perek actually, Rashi brought Shirigila Lotzeis, Renami would go out with Tzavim who prayed him. So I said, I don't know what the word Tzavim means. Probably you just like, you know, covered up that I don't know what the word means. But Tzavim who prayed him. But in this week's Parsha, so we have the word Tzavim. No? I don't remember Sajo? Well, the Shabbos is Parsha. Nasai. The wagons for the Levium. So it says the Lashon and the Pasuk is Rashi says, what's tzav? Rashi says, ain't tzav ela mechupin. V'chein b'tzavim v'preidim, agolos mechusos kruyos tzavim. Covered wagons are called tzavim. That's what Rashi says. Adam's my besadra, I assume. Right? Don't everybody shout out at once. Yeah. So that's what Rashi means over there, right? That she would go out and tzavim, right, means covered wagons, not an open wagon. All right, gvirim go in covered wagons, right? Not open wagons. That's stuff that was. If I hadn't said I don't know it, I probably wouldn't have noticed. But you know, that's lemaisa. Okay. So we left off just with the quick aura, but I said I wasn't Mayan yet. I was Mayan a little bit in how they could leave extra leket for Rus. Right, we read the pasuk. What was it? In pasuk Tazayim, v'gam tashol tashaylu lam and atzvasim v'azavtem v'likta v'loy segaruba. So first of all, I saw the Malbim Beferish learns it into the pasuk, the teretz that we said. Megam shelter shaylum lamin atzasim. You should drop more from the bundles or leave over from the bundles. Vazavtem velikta. What's vazavtem? What's that adding? So the Malbim says vazavtem is you'll be mafkir the what you drop, and the then is hefker is pater from truma samaisis. Right. The kasha we had asked was pay a lekashukam pay our pater from truma samaisis. But if it's not like a shekel and pay, it's chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis. So if you're going to drop extra for Rus, so then it's going to be a problem because she's going to take it thinking it's leket, and it's not really leket. She's going to take it thinking it's shekel, it's not really shekel. So I said, it's an eitzah to be mafkir. The Malbim Mamash reads it in Tapasik, and I saw Rabbi Krasner brought it from Rabbi Chaim Balozhiner also. I never read the Sefer, he is Rabbi Chaim Balozhiner on Tanakh. So he brings also that vazavtem is an extra. The vazavtem is you'll be mafkirit. That's what that's adding to the pasuk. So he gets into all diem whether it could be there's a breira because could you be mafkir yidei shliach? Can you make a shliach to be mafkir? If it's a din neder, then you can't be mafkir yidei shliach. If it's a din be makna, then you could be makna yidei shliach. Okay, but that's not we're not going to get into that. But lemaisom, that would be a din of him. Let's take it from Pasuk Yitzayin. Well, the Ake Basode, Aror, Vatach Vaitesa, Shalikate, Vaike, Fosoidim. It was, she gathered from the field until the evening. Vatachbait. Vatachbait literally means she banged. Right? The Targum is that she was Dosh. Dosh is one of the. Vadosh Asiya Shuvlin. Right? Dosh is one of the 39 Malachas, right? Which, what's Dosh? Threshing. So that's a nice word in English, but we don't know what threshing is, right? What is threshing? When you bang the wheat, right? So you bang, here it's barley, we're not up to the wheat yet, right? Banging the barley, right? But a bang, what does the banging accomplish? It gets off the chaff, right? The shells, the stalks, right? And she had an eifah sa'irim, right? She had an eifah, what? An Aphis Ayrim, just to get a picture, all right? This is always, for me, this is a handy-dandy way of picturing things, right? A 20-ounce bottle of soda, right? According to Moshita, this is right around the lug. Okay, and as if a revius is 4 fluid ounces, a 20-ounce, 20-fluid-ounce bottle of soda is right around the look, right? It's a Moshe holds 5.4 fluid ounces, right? Is a revius, so four reviusin, revius is a quarter of a look, so four reviusin is a 20 ounce bottle, so some right around that, right? How many lug are in a kav? Buddy, what's the siman to remember? I'm sure you've done this. Kaskalav, I do Kaskalav, you guys, with the cuff and the. Right, but okay, fine. So Askalav Yagaidu, right? So the there are four lugin in a kav, and six kavin in a saw, right? And three saw in an eifa. Okay, so figure like this, right? So four lugin in a kav, six kavin in a saw, that's 24 in a saw, times three. So it's 72. Right, 24 times 3, 72, right, 72 20-ounce soda bottles, right, full of barley that she walked home with. That sounds like a lot, right? It's a pretty big sack. And the Malbim points out, the Mishnah says in Peya, that what's the normal amount of a Kedei Nefila, the normal amount that would fall in a field, is 4 kavim for a base kur. Right, base kur is 1,500 by 50 amas. Okay, that's, you know, if you do it in a square, those are in Kedushin, it's a square of about 273 square amas. Right, but 1,500 by 50 is a base kur. So 1,500 by 200 would be 4 base kur, right? This would be the shear from 4 base kur, right? A little bit more than 4 base kur. Right? That's the, so obviously she didn't, that's not the, I mean, I don't know how long you're following, right? 1,500 amas is, you know, 2/3 of a mile, right? So that's in a straight line, right? So rows 50 amas wide by that is not really, you know, but you can't do that too many of those a day. I don't know how many rows you can go up, right? 15, obviously it's in a square, it's probably more complicated. So it's much, much more than a normal person would end up with after a day's work of collecting leket, right? That's the bottom line from this cheshbon. So she carried it and she came to the city and she saw this had one more out on the list, but we'll see in a second, we'll go back. Her mother-in-law saw what she gathered and she took out and she gave her what she had left over from being full. If you remember back in Pasuk Yudalin, when she by the lunch break, so Bayaz gave her extra stuff, right? He gave Atesha, Vaytarakaitim, Vayitzva, Lakali, Vataycha, Vatisva, Vataysar. So what she gave, that extra that she had left over, she took out now. This is not the Ephes item. That's a separate thing. She came back carrying this huge sack of barley. But besides that, Vataitse, she took out Vatitenla and she gave her Esa Shereisiro, what she had left over Misava from being full from the lunch break. Right, just a quick R on the last pasuk that I meant to say. It says Vatachweit Esa Shelikeda, she banged what she gathered. I'm not sure what Esa Shelikeda is. I looked around, I didn't see anybody who bavarns. What's Shelikeda? I mean, what else would she have threshed? What she didn't gather? It's telling you she didn't steal? She didn't steal other stuff? Not sure what the haysafa is. What's the eisa shalikeda? Okay, but she came to the city. She took out. Her mother-in-law saw. You know, it's from the Vitans, right? She's carrying this huge sack, staggering. Right? I don't know how big Rus was, right? I don't know if she was, you know, 5'2" or 5'11", you know, but whatever it was, right? The women then were physically stronger because they had to. There were no washing machines, right? There was no. I don't know. Rus, she grew up in a palace, but the last few years she was poor. Mistama, anything she did physically. But still, that sounds like. I don't know how heavy barley is either, but Lamaisa sounds like, you know, it sounds like a lot to carry. But she was carrying this huge sack, and besides that, now she pulled out extra stuff. So her mother-in-law said to her, where did you gather today? And where did you work? So it sounds like, and I saw the Malbim was marach in this, but it sounds like she figured there's no way she got all this as leket. It's impossible, right? Eifas ha'irim of leket is impossible. So it must be that you got some job along the way. Where did you pick leket? Where did you work? Where did you do some other stuff? The one who recognized you and gave both, either let you pick the leket and gave you extra. So who is he? Right? The one who recognized you, Baruch, he should be Baruch, that he did such a thing. Also, the fact that she pulled out, right? You know, for the people who are getting leket, so they don't get extra stuff. People don't give them lunch. That's not part of what leket is. So from the very fact that she had a Yisirim Misava, she pulled out what she had from lunch, so she saw that there must be something else going on over here besides the picking leket. So what's going on? She told her mother-in-law, Eis asher asasa imai, the one that she worked by him. So here the emphasis is on not the leket part of it, but the one who went beyond the letter, the basics, right? And besides being, I don't know if she chapped that they were dropping extra, that I don't know, but certainly that he sat her down by the lunch and he gave her extra. But what was the job? So if you remember, what Bayez told her is that he's giving her, why is he being so nice to her? Because he heard that she took care of Naomi and she was Megayer, those two things. So that's what she, you know, so Ein Echanami, that's extra. That wasn't just because I'm a poor woman who's coming to the field, but it's taka de asiya, right? You know, I got that for something, for doing something. Not obviously a job. She didn't work for Bayez, but he gave it to her for a specific reason, for something she was doing. The one she did with him. The one I did today was Bayez. That sounds like there was a mashmais that she wasn't assuming necessarily that she was going to go back to Bayez tomorrow. Right? Today, the one that I was by was Bayez. So this pasuk really sets up the rest of the Megillah. A time in Naomi lechalasa. Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. Now, this bothers me why it switches back and forth from mother-in-law to names. Right. In other words, if you look in pasuk Yutes, a time lechamaisa, her mother-in-law said to her. Vatagei lechamaisa, she said to her mother-in-law. Right. Vatimer Naomi lechalasa. Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, so either Vataymer Lachalasa or Vataymer Naomi Lerus, I'm not sure the switching of the descriptions here. But Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Baruch Hu Hashem, he should be benched to Hashem, Asher Leyazav Chastoi, that he didn't leave his chesed as Achayim as Hameisim. So there's a klal, right, with pronouns. You know what a pronoun is? Elia, you know what a pronoun is?
Define someone, I don't know, it's like a noun, but...
It's like a noun, good, that's why the word noun isn't the word pronoun, yeah? It's the word you use in place of the noun, right? So when you say, Reuven went to the store and he bought chalon, right? So he is a pronoun, right? She is a pronoun, it is a pronoun, right? Those are pronouns. So for pronouns, you need... No, don't put your head back down. That was to get you to keep your head up. All right? For pronouns, to make any sense, you need an antecedent. Right? You need a clear antecedent. That means, in other words, if I just say that he went to the store and he bought chalon, and I don't tell you who the he was, and there was no preceding sentence, so then the word he makes no sense. Right? You need an antecedent. Means you need a word before it, a noun before it, that the pronoun is going on. So if I say Chaim went to the store and he bought chalon, then I know who he is. It's referring to Chaim. Who's the antecedent in this pasuk? Right? Naomi said lechalasa, Baruch Hu Hashem. He is benched to Hashem, Asher Leyazav Chastoi, that he didn't leave his chesed as Achayim as Hameisim. So the who in the pasuk is referring to Somebody? What? Who's the who in the pasuk? Baruch Hu LaHashem. He is benched Hashem. Bayas, right? Atayim Nami LeChalasa. Baruch Hu LaHashem. Bayas is benched Hashem. Asher LaYazav Chesed. That he didn't leave his Chesed. Who's the he in that sense? There are two antecedents here: Bayas and the Rebbeinu Shel. Right? It's like saying Chaim and Shmero went to the store and he bought Shalom. Well, who's the he? Right? Chaim or Shmero? So here, Baruch Hu LaHashem. Bayas is benched Hashem. Who didn't leave his chesed as a chayim as a mesim? So if you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says, it's a chayim as a mesim, shazonu mefarnes as a chayim, v'nitval b'tzarche a mesim. He feeds and is mefarnes the chayim, the people who live, and he deals with the needs of the mesim. Sounds like Rashi's learning is referring to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Right? The Rebbeinu Shlom takes care of chayim and mesim. So baruch hu l'Hashem, bayaz, should be benched to Hashem, Asher layazav chesed, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't leave his chesed with the chayim and with the mace. Right? The Malbim does not understand it that way. He doesn't assume that way. What?
It's according to Rashi, it's just the praise of Hashem. It's not.
No, it's a praise of Bayaz. Right. Baruch Hu LaHashem. No, it's a praise of Bayaz to Hashem that Hashem caused this. That Bayaz should take care of the chayim. We'll see what the chayim and the mace and what the taking care of was. But that's, right, in other words, but that he sent along Bayaz. Right, to take care of us. The Malbim learns, Ashaleos of Chasas Achaim, Kehivina Shaosa Zeis Lefarnes, Aidei Kavod, or Ayodai, Bekavod, as Naomi Verus, Shem Chaim Emi Mishmachtoi. So he didn't leave his Chesed with the Chaim, meaning Boyaz wanted to take care of the Chaim, meaning Naomi and Rus, who are from his family, Vesamesim. She understood that from the fact that he's taking care of Rus, he's going to take care of the Mesim through Yibum. He's going to do a Toivim to the Nefesh HaMesim. In other words, Rashi's bothered by a problem, and the Malbim is bothered by the same problem, but the Malbim is answering the problem. Rashi's bothered by the problem. Nobody took care of any Mesim over here. Who took care of any Mesim? Right? Bayez is taking care of Rus. He gave her a lot of food. Gevaldik, he's taking care of the Chayim. Right, he's taking care of Rus. Maybe he knows that she's bringing back the food to Nami, so he's taking care of Rus and Nami. Great, but where's taking care of any Mason in the that took place? So the Malbim is saying that she understood that from the fact she's taking care of her now, that there's going to be something coming in the future to take care of the Mason. There's going to be a Yibum. There's going to be a Geula. Like we'll see later. That's Nami chat that off from the fact that Bayez is being super nice to Rus. But Rashi's not learning that way. Rashi's saying there's no Mesim yet. So it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom obviously is not leaving us, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom sent along this Bayaz, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who takes care of the Chaim and the Mesim. Vatayim Elana Ami Karay Vlanu Ha'ish. This person is close to us. Migaya Leinuhu. He's from our Redeemers. He's from our Redeemers. So again, so the Malbim learns this is out the Yibum, right? That's the Malbim is understanding. We're going to see later, and this is the hope, the paragimel, the paragdalit, that the Tali in doing the Yibum to Rus was being guiled the fields of Elimelech. Now, if you remember, everybody was related over here, right? Naomi is a cousin of Elimelech. She's a niece, I'm sorry, of Elimelech, and Bayaz and Naomi are first cousins, right? Machlein, for that matter, Machlein and Bayaz are first cousins. Right, and then there's the Pliny Almaini, who we'll see in the story, who's another uncle. Right, he's a brother of Elimelech. So there's a geula that's going to take place. Now, I asked this question once before, just very briefly. I'll ask it here again. I don't understand what the geula was. If there were fields from Elimelech that were left over here, so why is Naomi and Rus? Why are they aniyim? Right, they have fields. So the only thing I can think of at this point, I'm sure, hopefully somebody's going to talk about it later, but the only thing I can think of at this point is, since they arrived at the harvest season, and nobody was around during the planting season, so they had nothing to eat. So therefore, they were aniyim. Practically, they were aniyim, even if they had fields. I'm not sure why they couldn't borrow based on the real estate, right? That's generally what people do. People who have hotels in Manhattan, right? Even though they don't have necessarily cash from their hotels, but they have plenty of cash, right? Because they could leverage it, what's called leverage it for equity, right? They could buy things. So if you have real estate, you can borrow money on the real estate. So I'm not sure why they were such aniyim. If they sold it, so then this is 2 weeks later. Why are they poor? Why can't they buy food? I mean, I don't understand the practicalities of the case, why they were poor if there are fields to be goyled. So we're going to have to see later. I think I saw somebody who says that they sold the fields and the money was gone, which I don't understand. It's mamish. We're talking the next week. They came, but chilas ktzir asayrim, the pasuk says. And this is, so why wouldn't they have food for a few weeks? I would assume much longer than that, but certainly for a few weeks from the sale of the fields. And it did tell me that it wasn't kashir the anius. That's already, there's a shir, what's called an ani. The Mishnah in Peah says that the shir is 200 zuz, right? Somebody has enough to live on for a year. But here it sounds like they literally didn't have food. It wasn't chat that they, you know, they had enough to live on for 3 months, but they needed to gather more. Doesn't sound like that, b'chlal. So, and even that, I'm not sure why they wouldn't have enough for that. So I'm not clear in the geula of the fields, what exactly is going on in the geula of the fields. Why, and the other side would be, why in the world wouldn't Elimelech not have a lot of fields? I mean, he left. He didn't bring his fields with him, so unless he sold them all before he left, and then he lost all that money, but it was a famine. Why would people be buying his fields when he's leaving? I'm not sure, and he was planning on coming back originally. I'm not sure the financial logistics over here of what's going on with the geula. But the bottom line of the geula is, and what's directly Nageya here, is that he's saying that there's going to be a Yibam, right? And whatever this Inyan of Yibam is, we'll talk more about that also later, but the Ramban learns there's an Inyan for everybody in the family to do Yibam. So that would be, so Naomi is reading in to what happened over here much more than just a few, a few pounds of barley. Right, whatever she's reading into it, she's reading that the fact that Boaz was super nice to Ruth, and besides that he invited her, etc. So that tells us that he's gonna do more when the time comes. So Ruth my Avia said, "Gam ki omer elai." Also, he said to me, because he said to me, "I'm an arim ashali tidbakin." With the boys that are with me, you'll stay close. Arim kilo until they finish. Es kala kotzir ashali, the whole harvest. So just that last line, es kala kotzir, is we're going to see she stayed through the barley and the wheat harvest. So that's kala kotzir. Ashali. He already invited me to come back and stay. Now, what's the hadgasha here? Rus ha-mayavia. A time of Rus ha-mayavia. And first of all, not even Kalosa or she gets her name, right? Okay, so fine. She gets her name here. Again, I'm not sure why we're switching back and forth on that. But why is she called, all of a sudden, she's called again Rus ha-mayavia, right? What's the hadgasha on Rus ha-mayavia? So it could be Rus is being maram or something here. There's no way he's marrying me. In other words, she says she's having a conversation with Naomi. Right? Naomi said that he's Migayalenu. He's going to marry you. He's going to do Yibum. Rus Mayavia says no way, Jose. Right? This is no chance. I'm a Mayavia. Whether it's the din of whether she knew she didn't know the din of Mayavi, like Mayavis, or she knew the din, but even Afal Pikein, who's going to marry a Mayavia? Even if it's mutter, it doesn't mean it's the optimal shidduch. So about time Rus HaMayavia, right? The Rus HaMayavia said, that's not going to happen. Gam Ki Omar, he did say to me, I'm an Arim Ashali Tidbakin, that you could stick with the boys that are with me. Adam Kilo until they finish Eskal HaKatz. It is Arim, that the Boaz didn't say that. What Boaz told her was, you'll stick with the, 1 second. He says to her, yes. Yeah, v'schaisid tzishkach. V'chaisid bakenim na'raisai. Na'orai. Right? Na'raisai is my girls, not my boys. Right, Minorim Ashali Tidbakin is So I don't know. I don't know the pshat why she switched. What?
She's my fish. She didn't know she was Kurdish.
I actually saw somebody who said that, and I definitely didn't say over that shot. Rabbi Krasner brings that from somebody. I'm sure it's somebody because he brings it from the Sefer. I couldn't bring myself to say over that shot. That's why it says my Avia here, because why she didn't know how to talk. I would think Chas V'Shalom. I don't know who says it, but I wouldn't say such a shot. Yeah.
What's the pshat of two bad timers in Pasuk Chav?
It's two separate statements, right? Baruch Hu Hashem. One's a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shlom, word to Bayez, and the other one is a statement to Rus, right? Right. So that's what I would think. That's the hadgash. Yeah, that's what. Right. One is, I saw they bring a raya from here, even though an asher is mechuyif to give tzedakah to the ani, but afal pikein he should give him a bracha. Right? Either way, she's giving bayez a bracha, I guess. But right, baruch hu Hashem is certainly going on bayez. Right, whether the second asher leyoz of chasa is going on there, yeah. But I don't like that pshat here. I did want to point out like this: the pasuk. I don't know what to do with this. It sounds like almost like a very modern vart, but if the in the psukim, let's say the workers, Bayez's workers, are called kaitzim. The nar of Bayez, remember Bayez the nar, anita al kaitzim, lemi anar azais, and Bayez and the nar says anita bayomer nar mevil eshavim nistay mayav. So the Nar calls them also, he calls the workers, he calls them kaitzrim, he calls them harvesters. Bayaz never calls them workers, kaitzrim. He always calls them na'arai, or na'raisai, or na'arim ashali, right? Vayomer Bayaz l'na'arai, it's a different relationship, right? In other words, your workers are your workers, right? You hire them, you pay them, goodbye, you know, maybe it could be nice, maybe not, right? But that's they're your workers. Na'orai is a whole different relationship, right? They're my boys, they're my guys, right? It's just a different, right? He sits down to eat with them, right? I don't know that a normal employer sits down to eat with his workers. I did see somebody says the reason he sat down to eat with them, because Gemara says in Brachas, that payalim are potter from the third bracha of benching. But when the balabais eats with them, then they're chayiv the whole benching. So maybe he ate with them in order that they should bench the whole benching. Okay, but that's already a drash. But the chayiv knows he treated them like na'orai, right? Like his guys, right? I don't know what that means exactly. Like I said, it sounds like a modern vart, right? You know, employee-employer relationships. You know, who does? Right. Okay, but there, I don't know if he was his worker b'chol. I mean, you know, that's Rabbi Kiva was bar kochba's nice kelim, right? That's a position of chashivus, right? By a prince or by a, you know, even in the knights at a round table, whatever, you know, the squire was the guy who put on the guy's armor. He was already a nobleman, right? He wasn't the groom or the guy who took care of the horses, right? He was already a chashivas. So I'm not sure, Naisei Kalim, I'm not sure that's as much of it. But the kaitzrim are the kaitzrim. I mean, you know, you have 100 kaitzrim when they're harvesting his fields. It doesn't... not sure they got it. All right, we'll stop here, B'ezrat Hashem.